Hello, and welcome to our series, Career Resilience, where we talk with people about their career path and their career journey, and maybe we can all learn from each other. My name is Jan Daniluk, and I'm a human resources professional in London, Ontario, Canada. I work with Ford Keast LLP, and I work with my clients to help them with the HR side of their business. We hope that you will enjoy these discussions with real people about real challenges and real working life situations. Welcome. My guest today is Kinga Dalexa. Kinga, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Dalexa.
Dalexa. So I wasn't pronouncing it correctly. So Kinga is a brand strategist. And can I ask you to speak for a couple of minutes about the fact that you're also an entrepreneur, so about your business and what a brand strategist is?
Sure. Firstly, thank you so much, Dan, for having me on. It's really exciting to be part of this. So I am the brand strategist. As I'm sure everyone knows, strategy can mean so many different things for everyone. But ultimately, my job is to determine what a brand is, who they are, or who the individual is as a brand, and determine who their desired audience is, who they wish to attract and communicate for the product or the brand, and how they're going to do that through, whether that's through the product or through marketing. And I tend to specialize in working with conscious brands or brands that create a meaningful impact. And I am also an entrepreneur, that's right. So I have started a business during the pandemic, which some may say is absolutely crazy. But it has been a really interesting journey. And I originally started off as a brand boutique agency. So it was all about consulting in terms of the brand and the marketing and helping our clients grow. And since then, I have shifted the business to be a soon to be launched an online platform that facilitates all the tools and resources for startups or small businesses to go to one place and be able to seek help or inspiration to grow or scale or launch the business.
Wow, sounds like you're a busy woman.
I am, but it doesn't feel like a job. So it keeps, you know, I can work all day, every day, and it will, you know, it's always exciting.
Good. Now, I always like to find out where people are. So where are you and where is your business located?
Good question. So I'm currently in Poland, where I was actually born, but haven't lived in the country for longer than I believe I was four when I left. And my business is based in London, UK, so England, not Ontario, sadly. But I'm also based in between Indonesia, Bali as well. So everywhere and anywhere, really.
So very global.
Indeed.
So we're going to do something a little bit different today, and that is we're going to assess my brand. And this is our 20th podcast or YouTube video. And so we thought it would be kind of fun to at this 20th episode to talk a little bit about my brand and see where we get with that. So I hope this isn't a dreary process, is it, Kinga? It's a fun process?
It is a fun process.
Okay.
Your brand, creating a brand should always be a fun process.
Okay. So we're going to launch into 20 questions, which we kind of built on the idea of the Vogue 77 questions. It's 73
yep.
questions or
73 questions.
73
yep.
questions that Vogue does, except for I think when they answer the questions, they walk around the house, but there's no way I could walk around the house and answer questions. So I'll just be sitting here and it's 20 questions. So I'm ready to go. I think when you're ready to go and ask me, and then we'll do some analysis at the end of the questions. Are these rapid fire questions?
I would really like them to be, but you can answer in more than a few words if you wish to. So let's really get to the bottom of who Jan is and career resilience as a brand.
Okay.
So without further ado, I'll jump into the first question, which is, who is Jan in three words?
In three words only? I'm enthusiastic, I'm brave, and I'm a mom.
Love that. What is your spirit animal and why?
Spirit animal. It's not a star-faced mole, because that's a very scary sight, and I would just dare anyone to look at a picture of that. I would say trees. I find trees very spiritual, and I feel very connected and with trees. I know that's not an animal.
That's okay. We can go with trees.
Okay.
But what is it about them that you really like in terms of characteristics?
I love how strong they look, and I love seeing the breeze go through the leaves and hearing the sound of the wind in the trees, and just beautiful to me.
Great. What is your favorite color?
I think it would probably be any plaid. I love plaids.
And for those who don't know what plaid is?
Well, plaid is a variety of colors. I don't know what the definition of plaid is, other than it's a woven thing of many colors and very pretty and can have all sorts of things going on.
We will link the inspiration board underneath for those who are really intrigued by what plaid is.
Okay.
What is one negotiable when it comes to, one non-negotiable when it comes to your work?
Honesty. I believe in being honest with people. And in human resources, I think it's so important.
I agree. Your favorite place to visit and why?
Well, that would have to be London, England, because I have family and friends there. For sure.
And it's one of the greatest, you know, places in the world. But
well, it's fascinating. Endlessly fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is my favorite question to ask anyone, is an advice someone once gave you that stuck with you forever.
Always. It's out of change comes opportunity. So do you want me to expand on that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So I love that out of change comes opportunity, because then we're not so frightened of change. And when we look at change, we think, okay, there's something interesting going to come out of this. There's something that I wasn't expecting, or something positive, but there's an opportunity buried in there.
I love that. And I guess that leads on to the next question. What does resilience mean to you?
Well, that's obviously what I named the series. So that would be courage and perseverance.
What would you tell your younger self?
What I tell my younger self? I would say, you make me laugh. That's what I would tell my younger self. You really make me laugh.
I love that. Humor can make everything just so much better, right?
Yeah. And also just the intensity and the seriousness with which we take things when we're our younger selves. So the combination of those two things. But yes, I always think I'm very funny.
Why did you decide to create the podcast?
I started the podcast and YouTube channel to share people's career resilience with each other, because I know what it's like to have to be resilient in a career. It's not easy. And I thought, well, maybe we can get some ideas from each other about how to be resilient, and also to hear from each other that there's a need to be resilient and it's okay.
Very interesting. When people listen to your podcast, how do you want them to feel?
When people listen, I'd like them to feel heard and human and maybe helped. So I think that when people listen to other people's stories, they can think, you know what? My story's tough like that too. And I can be strong too. As a matter of fact, I am strong. So I would say that heard the fact that they're human and helped a bit.
Love that. You're never really alone, are you?
No. No, we're not.
So as it's International Women's Day, I don't know if you guys in Canada celebrate that, but we certainly do. Who is your female inspiration?
Well, when we're recording this, it is International Women's Day, and I have, I love this day. I'm so proud of being part of a sisterhood. But my inspiration every single day is my daughter. I think that she's an incredible person. She's fun. She's funny. She's beautiful inside and out. And I just can't get over how lucky I am to have someone like her in my life who inspires me every day.
Great answer. I hope she's listening. One of the values you live by and why?
Integrity means to me honesty, looking at everything from various angles, being strong, speaking your truth. I love that phrase because I think that that's what we need to do. It's being kind to each other. It sort of, to me, encompasses a lot of the human condition.
And who makes up your support system and what, I guess, as well?
Who and what? Family, friends, and colleagues, and books, and learning make up my support system. I think that would be sum it up, yes.
What brings you joy?
Hanging out with family, friends, and colleagues, or reading books.
Jan, what is your why?
My why overall is probably going back to helping. I always say, how can I help? And I think that's because of a lifetime too in being in human resources. And I think that's the core of what we do in human resources. And I think that part of my why too is being able to work for Ford Keyes, because even though it's an accounting firm, it's a firm that's open to this kind of thing, to supporting me in doing this sort of rather unusual thing, and to allow me the space to reach out to people all over the globe and chat with them about their career resilience. So how lucky am I?
Very lucky. One person you would love to have on your podcast, dead or alive, and why?
I think probably Queen Elizabeth. I think that it is hard to run a family business. I think that she doesn't really get to retire. She's very visible. She's a feminist. And I think that we tend to forget that sometimes. But I can't even begin to imagine how resilient she's had to be in her career.
Side question, not part of 20 questions. Have you watched The Crown?
Of course I've watched The Crown. It was very interesting. I don't know how real, but interesting.
It is indeed. Biggest life lesson?
Biggest life lesson? Mm-hmm. Keep going.
And that completes it. We've done our 20 questions.
So now what is some of your analysis off the top of the brand? And what would I do from there with your analysis?
I think, you know, it's just part of fun of really understanding yourself. But I think first it's good to talk about what personal brand is. We live in a day and age where some way, one or another, we're all online, whether that's LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, your company website, we're somewhere on the internet. And that means we have a personality. So it is a personal brand. And I think back in the day, a job of a brand strategist was to make sure a brand, you know, has brand colors and a logo and tells a story and is aligned with the desired customer demographic. But now people are really focusing on personal brand because a lot of people are also, I hate to say, a product themselves because they provide a certain service. And such as you, for example, you are the face of Career Resilience, the podcast, which means you are also a brand. And why I tend to embark on this journey with my clients and ask those questions is to understand the why. Why are they doing what they're doing? What is the purpose? What are they trying to deliver? What is the message they're trying to convey? And then really understand them as an individual. Through all of the studies that have been done over time, we know that being authentic and being real is what actually really sells and resonates with people. We are all consumers in one way or another, and we see through sales tactics. We are not stupid. And I think we have an insane amount of options, and there is competition out there, you know, even podcasts. There are hundreds and thousands of podcasts. And through personal branding and through figuring out who you are as an individual, you can then figure out who your listeners are, who your audience is, and how you wish to connect through them while still being your authentic self. And it's so important to do that. One, for the listeners, but two, for yourself, because how can you show up as an authentic, honest person who has integrity and who embodies all of these qualities that you spoke about if you can't show that for your brand? It means you're not being your real self. And you know, the questions in terms of who your support system and who is, who inspires you, they're so important, because in situations of adversity, a global pandemic, changes, we all need support. And like with everything in life, everything's up and down, nothing's certain really. The only certain thing is change that you referred to. And we need to have a safe circle and that support system that will always remind us of our why, that will remind us of why we've decided to embark on the journey of podcasting or creating a business or being an entrepreneur or having a personal brand. And that's important. And yeah, back in the day, you would write a CV and submit it to work and hope for the best that someone would return an interview. And now everyone will Google you, and they will Google your name, and they will go on LinkedIn, and they will probably find your personal Instagram. And that's normal, you know, if you're single and if you're single and you're dating, someone will probably go on your profile before they go on a date with you. As maybe scary that is, it's also part of the reality. So it's ultimately personal brand, and everything that we spoke about in those questions is, how do you wish to convey your message and your authentic real self through your online presence, through your business or podcast? And what do you really want your listeners and your clients, your customers to really understand about you? And what are those integral values that you take from work to home and vice versa?
But you know, I've had this chance to talk with you and answer these questions, and I you know, when I go through them, I can hear myself saying honesty and integrity, and those really are my North Stars. But I mean, everybody doesn't have the opportunity to talk to a Kinga and get 20 questions. So how do you put yourself out there to show who you are?
I think the most important thing that I see through any business and any person who puts themselves out there is real understanding of who they are as an individual. And that's your skill set, your limitations, your experience, that, you know, a 360 view of who you really are, being drastically honest with yourself, and then knowing what the message is that you want to convey. Those are the two real important things. How you get there regardless whether that's with the support of a business coach or a brand strategist or anyone else out there, that's not that relevant as long as you you stay true to your values of who you are and why you want to do what you want to do. Because everything else can be figured out. And, you know, there is no magic recipe. I'm sure if you go into Google and you type in, what personal questions should I be asking myself about a brand? Or how do I start a brand? You know, I'm sure everyone has their own magic recipe, but there isn't one, as long as it feels authentic, right for you, and is in line with your values and your priorities in life. A single mother of three children will have different priorities in different ways to someone like myself, who's young and doesn't have any financial liabilities really, and is kind of starting their own business and can run with it and fail as many times as I want because I can pick myself up again. Versus, you know, someone like yourself who's been has a really long extensive career, and now you're translating that through the new mediums of podcasting to share your knowledge. So it's a 360 evaluation of who you are as an individual and your real why and what you want to convey.
And if somebody comes to you, Kinga, and says, I want to hire you, what is it I would want to hire you to do for me?
You would probably want to hire me because you are at a certain point in your business. So you're either, you have an idea and you've tried to start that idea, but you're stuck. You're not sure how to actually get through to the go-market strategy. You're an older existing business that needs a brand revamp or needs a reposition or wants to launch a new product. Or you are specializing in one particular product that needs to be launched to a very particular demographic, if that makes sense. So I specialize in really, really understanding your customer base first and foremost through your data that you capture in your business or market research or my own kind of data and research. And then I do a kind of 360 of a business or the business idea. And then I sit down with the client and we go through my whole framework and process of translating that through to brand strategy, brand story, and go-to-market strategy for the product.
Okay. And can people work with you from all over the world?
Yes, absolutely. As long as they have no expectation of me waking up at 2 a.m. in the morning and we can manage the time zones. I'm pretty global. I mean, I work with clients from Australia, New Zealand. I had a client in Singapore, Bali, Europe, obviously, yourself, Canada. So yeah, lots, pretty global. My big thing is though, that I'm not afraid to say no to brands that I don't believe are honest and create a meaningful impact. That's really important to me.
Okay, that goes to your ethics and so on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I ask you, on the spot, I recognize this is on the spot, how you've been resilient?
I think I love the word resilience because it means so many different things to so many different people. And I think resilience is what comes after courage. I think courage to take a step, to come out of your comfort zone, to quit, to start again. And resilience is the belief and the notion that it will eventually work out. And I've been resilient because I quit a really, really good corporate job that to some people would, you know, it would seem silly. An amazing salary, very well paid with a great title at a young age. It gave me everything I thought I wanted. And I believe that there was more in me that I wanted to go out and find and build. And I did that and it failed. And sometimes it fails over and over again. And I have a cry and I write about it. And then I pick myself up again after, you know, a few days or a day. And I start again and I reshape it and regrow it and believe that that I can. But I think resilience is all about, yeah, pursuing your goal, continuously pushing towards that direction, but also just being really honest and compassionate with yourself. And not everyone deserves to hear your story, but make sure that people who do hear your story, because you can't do this alone. You really can't. And yeah, the more vulnerable and honest you are with those around you who are your support system, the more resilient you become.
Yeah. And I think that one of the challenges is when you leave a job like that, where you were making good pay, it was a prestigious job, you had a good title and so on, that people around you might say, why would you make that decision? But also you have to make the decision that's right for you. And sometimes that's not easy, because at the same time, you have bills to pay and you don't want to let people down, when you have to think the only person you're letting down by staying is yourself.
Yeah, I think it takes a lot to make any decision that's that transforms your life, whether that's leaving a job, leaving a relationship, leaving a business partner. There are so many different things that happen in our lives that require that resilience and courage. And I think you will always face internal conflict as well. I face internal conflict frequently when I'm looking at the bills I have to pay and the cash flow for that month, and no real clarity of when the next invoice might come, because perhaps there's a period of time where I'm not getting clients and not being sure, and then thinking, gosh, I could go back to a job, a corporate job in London, and earn a really decent income. But then I need to, again, have a sit down with myself and think, is this really what I want to do? Or is this my fear speaking and me wanting to go back to all the ways because it was comfortable?
Yeah. And that's what I mean when I say out of change comes opportunity, but it's still scary to face change. I also wanted to ask you, what is your favorite podcast?
Oh, that is the hardest question I would ever have to answer, because I have so many. For so many different reasons, I am an absolute podcast fiend. I listen to about 3 podcasts a day, and everyone's like, how did I manage? Can I name a few?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah. And why?
I love Dare to Lead and by Brené Brown. I love Brené Brown for every aspect of her being. She's just sensational in her message, and her guests are so interesting. I love Mark Groves, who's Canadian. He talks, Create the Love is the name of the podcast. He talks about everything to do with relationships. And really unpacks the things that we experience every single day in a relationship. And it's not always just romantic, it's also friendships and boundaries. I obviously love Tim Ferriss. I don't know who doesn't, but they're quite extensive. The podcast, Career Resilience, because it's you. And it's really interesting and human and natural. Yeah.
I love Room to Grow with Emily Goff. And now she was introduced to me through your friend, Steph Connolly, who is a Brit living in Dubai. And then I find out that Emily is an hour away from me in Canada. She's a Canadian, an hour away. But I love her podcast. I think it has shades of Brené Brown. And also I love it as a corollary to my podcast, that it's about, there's always room to grow. And so I do like listening to her, and she also just has a lovely speaking voice. So that's pleasant. Lovely Canadian accent, Kinga.
We love Emily. Me too. But yeah, I think, podcasts are a fascinating way of having an ability to tell your message and convey your brand and your why. And I encourage everyone out there who has a mission to have a podcast. Even if you have a very small following, it doesn't matter. I have a small following myself on social media, and I always say I'm going to carry on posting the stuff that I post and say my message, because if it helps one person, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I believe in that so much. Do you have a final question you'd like to ask me?
I do, but it's putting you on the spot.
Okay.
What's next?
What's next for the podcast and career resilience?
We're on episode 20. What is next, Jan?
Oh gosh, there's so many wonderful people that I want to speak with and hear their stories and share their stories. And I have found people so generous in talking about how they've been resilient. And I'm like you, Kinga, if it helps one person, then I've done what I really wanted to do. I love doing the podcast and the YouTube. It's nerve-wracking at times. It's nervous making at times, but oh well, that's all right, because at the same time, it's so exciting and I'm so honored to speak to ordinary, extraordinary people, as I say. What would you like us to think about what's the most important aspect of thinking about a brand?
It's a little bit left field. And probably not what a brand strategist would say, but I think I want everyone to walk away from this, if they're an entrepreneur or a person in a workplace entrepreneur, to think about the personal brand as just themselves and a person they wish to show up as in their work environment. And when things are triggering or hard or require a lot of energy and mental stimulus, to ask themselves, is this my ego or is this my real why?
Oh, I love that. Thank you very much.
An ego, not from a negative perspective. It could be what our parents mm-hmm. told us, what our friends told us, what we were taught at school. Mm-hmm. Are we trying to prove something to someone else and our ego, or is that our real internal why?
Interesting. If people wanted to reach out to you or find your website, where would that be, Kinga?
So my website's still in the making as we're rebranding, but we have a Instagram, which is free_informe. So it's INFORME, which you will link. On my LinkedIn as well, I'm available on there.
Okay. Thank you so much for chatting with me today and for getting me to think about 20 questions and so on. This has been really fun. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. I've really enjoyed it. Thanks, Jan.
And to our viewers and listeners, thanks for joining Kinga and me today. It was kind of fun to talk about spirit animals or spirit trees and things like out of change comes opportunity and things to think about as we go forward in our journey together. So thank you for joining us today. You can find me on LinkedIn. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel, or if you're a podcast listener, you can find Career Resilience wherever you get your podcasts. So thanks, and until we meet again.